Okay, one question that comes up very often on fast days in particular. That would be great, thank you. That comes up very often on fast days in particular, and especially during the summertime when people are traveling a lot in the summer, is what if you are flying to or from Israel on a fast day? I got a question from someone who was flying from, he was leaving on the morning of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz from Tel Aviv to London, staying in London for 2 hours and then coming to New York. So if he has to observe the fast day until it's over in New York, he's going to be fasting for a very, very long time. On the other hand, if you fly from New York to Israel, you can really shorten your fast day by 7 hours. So what is the halacha? Is that true? I was asked by someone who said that he's on such a flight that's going from Israel to New York, and he wants to know when he's allowed to break his fast, and he informed me that other people that are on his flight got a favorable psak already, and he would appreciate if I could give a similarly favorable psak. So I would like to just give a basic outline of what the poskim have to say about this kind of situation where you're flying in the air on a fast day. There is a Gemara in Tainus and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It should be noted before we even see any Gemaras that Rav Moshe, when he discusses this in the Tshuva, Nar Chaim Chel Gimel Simit Sadi Vav, Rav Moshe writes that Ein Al Ze Mekorim Mamashiyim Midiver Rabbeinu. We have no real substantive Mekoros to answer this question from Shas. He says, "V'tzarich ladin baze rak misvara." We have to deal with this simply from a position of svara, of what makes sense, because we don't have any real makoros in Shas to address this question, which is somewhat surprising, because the Gemara in Maseches Tainus tells us pretty clearly, "Amar of Chisa Tainus Yud Beis, kol Tainus shalosh shaka alav chama lav shmei Tainus." Any fast day that the sun did not set on that day, it's not a fast day. You haven't fasted yet. You're not done fasting until the sun sets. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins call Tainus shalosh shaka alav chama dahainu. Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Samach Beis points out Shaka Alav Chama is not what we call Shkia, it's what we would call Tseis HaKochavim. Not Tseis HaKochavim that you would wait for the end of Shabbos, where we generally wait for three small stars, but three medium-sized stars is enough when it comes to a fast day, so a little bit earlier than the end of Shabbos. That's what you need to happen in order to be able to eat. On a fast day, you need to wait till it is dark outside, till you have Tseis HaKochavim. Therefore, basic shita, I think the shita of the majority of poskim, and certainly the shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein and Or Chaim Chelakim El Simon Sadivav, is that if one is flying on a fast day from Israel to New York, New York to Israel, in whichever direction, it doesn't make a difference, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, you need to wait till Tseis HaKochavim. Even though it may add 7 hours to your fast day, it may subtract 7 hours from your fast day, you need to wait till Tseis HaKochavim. He says, afim yizdamin shemetchilas taniso ad hagmar lo yeh shows. Even though maybe that you're not going to fast 24 hours on a Tisha B'Av, Rav Moshe says, doesn't bother me. Or even though it could turn out that you're going to fast 31 hours on a Tisha B'Av, doesn't bother me. That's the halacha. And in fact, Rav Avadia Yosef in Chazon Avadia also writes the same thing, that if someone is traveling, you ain lecha el makom v'shaito, you are where you are, and you follow the zmanim of where you are. And this applies to other areas of halacha as well. I mean, the rayas Rav Avadia Yosef brings are, for example, let's say you have a boy who was born in Los Angeles, and then he has his bar mitzvah 13 years later in Yerushalayim. So do you say, wait, when were you born exactly? Is it already your birthday in Los Angeles right now? No, you give it allowance to have a bar mitzvah, get an aliyah, and he can lead the davening and everything else when it becomes his birthday in Yerushalayim. We don't wait the extra 10 hours just because Los Angeles is 10 hours behind Israel. Why? Because Ein Lecha Ela Mekom El V'Shaita, where you are now, that's what we follow. In fact, the Meshech Chachma and Parshas Amar discusses with regard to the halach of Oso V'Espino, that you're not allowed to shecht a mother and its offspring on the same day. How do you define the same day? You know, I shecht the mother in New York and the offspring is in Israel. So do I have to wait till the day is over in New York before I shech the mother? Is it good enough to wait till the day is over in Israel? Meshech Chachma says, no, you wait till the day is over in Israel, and that's perfectly fine. Or, for example, there's a halacha that a woman has to wait 7 days of counting, 7 clean days, before she can go to the mikveh. So very often a woman will travel in the middle of those 7 clean days, and she'll go from New York to Israel in the middle of those 7 clean days. So normally she would go to the mikveh, let's say, Tseis HaKochavim this time of year in Yerushalayim, just to pick a round number, let's say, 9 9 o'clock at night. So should we say, ooh, she should wait till 4 o'clock in the morning when it would be Tzeis HaKochavim in New York before she goes to the mikveh? No, we don't say such a thing. That is the basic shita, I think, of the majority of poskim. However, not all poskim agree, and it's based on a Ramah. The Ramah in Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Pei Ches Si'if Dalit writes, V'yesh Omrim Shim Chalom Lo Chalom Rak Pitzarayim Yisana Ad Chatzos Halayla V'yisana L'machar Tainis L'tainis Al Shisana B'Shabbos. He talks about making sure that you're fasting a minimum of 12 hours in the context of Tainis Chalom. Apparently it's not enough to just wait till the end of the day, but there has to be some minimal time period. And the raya that many posts can bring is that it can't just be till the end of the day, because what if you're in the North Pole? What if you're in a place where it's not going to become dark for 6 months? You're going to have 6 months of life. So what? So you're going to have to fast for 6 months? I mean, what are you going to say on Yom Kippur, Doraisa? You're going to fast for 6 months, Yom Kippur? It can't be that it's Ad Sheshaka Lavachama, Ad Seisukhavim, literally. There has to be some leeway over there. So, therefore, there are poskim that hold that when one travels from Eretz Yisrael, let's say, to New York, and the 12 hours or the 24 hours of the fast, depending which fast it is, end while you're on the plane. So you could stop the fast, break the fast, whenever it's 12 hours after you started the fast, or whenever it's 24 hours after you started the fast. That is the position of the Tshuvas Pri Eliyahu in Siman Yud Zayin. It is a minority opinion. And he also points out that that will only help you while you're on the plane, meaning you're traveling from Israel to New York. So 12 hours after you started the fast, good, you eat the delicious airplane food. Then you land in New York. Now you're in the Jewish community that's still fasting, because the fast isn't over yet in New York. Well, once you go to a place where they are being noheg, an iser, the halacha is that you have to be noheg that iser along with them. So you're not allowed to continue eating once you land. That's a Beferish Halach and Shulchan Aruch Tavkuf Ayin Dalet Sif Beis Haholich Mimakom Shein Misanim Lamakom Shein Misanim Yisane Imayim. You go from somewhere that they're not fasting to somewhere that they are fasting, you got to fast with them. So that is the shita of the Pri Eliyahu, as well as the shita of the Yaskil Avdi in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Ches. There is a third shita, a subcategory of that sheet, or Sturmbach holds something very similar. In Tshuvas Van Hagos, right, in Chelek Esim, Kufsam HaKimel, Sturmbach suggests there is this 12-24-hour thing. That's the idea. It's 12 hours or 24 hours. But you could start early, meaning if let's say a person, you could choose how you want to do it, you know, whether you want to start on your time or the time of the place that you're going to. So if you're, let's say, starting off in Israel, so you can choose to start when the fast starts in Israel, or you can choose to start when the fast starts in America, and I'm sorry, in the other direction, when you're coming from New York to Israel, you're going to be skipping hours. So you can choose to start when the fast starts in America, and then you have to then you have to just wait until the 12 hours or 24 hours are over, or you can choose to start when the fast starts in Israel. But you would never need to exceed 12 or 24 hours, except Rosh Sturmbach says for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av may be that we have to be extra machmir when it comes to Tisha B'Av. It's a little bit of a more serious fast. A third shita is the shita of Rav Vosner, which is a very fascinating shita. Rav Vosner holds in Shevet Alevi Chelek Zayin Siman Ayin Vav, Me'ikra Din, it's all about Tzeis HaKochav. Me'ikra Din, everything should depend on, like Rav Moshe says, like Rav Avadia says, it should all be about Tzeis HaKochav. However, he says, Lemaisa, you're allowed to finish the fast when it ends in Eretz Yisrael, even if you started the fast in America, because you are like a chola that's mitzta'er, that's pater from a fast day. Meaning, I'm sorry, even if you're traveling from Israel to America, and therefore you should have had to added 7 hours to your fast day, you don't have to add those 7 hours, because once you've been fasting for 24 hours, you become a chola. And there would never go zertainis on a chola. Meaning, Chazal never, when they made these dinim, they never were made a gzera shein rova tzibri cholin lamaba. They would not have made a gzera that most people cannot observe, and therefore they are magdir a person automatically as a chola once he's already been fasting for longer than what the original gzera was. So that's sort of Rav Shturm, Rav Asner writes. That really make our din, it should be based on when it's dark. So now you have different things. If I'm going from New York to Israel, where I'm going to be subtracting 7 hours from my fast day, fine, you could subtract 7 hours from your fast day. But if you're going from Israel to New York, where you're going to be adding 7 hours to your fast day, you don't have to do that. Just stop it at 24 hours. Not at 6 o'clock. Stop it at 24 hours, because you would never have to fast beyond that. Big nafkamina, though. If you're only eating because you're a chola, and you're not eating... Can I have 1 minute? Give me a minute. I forgot I was in mid sentence over there. If the reason I'm breaking my fast is because I'm a chola and not because my fast is actually over, a chola is only allowed to eat what he needs to eat. A chola is not allowed to just go and party. So I would only be allowed to eat until those extra 7 hours are up. I would only be allowed to eat what I basically need for my nourishment, but not what I would, not beyond that. There is a further discussion while you're on a plane itself, meaning what the status of the plane itself is. Meaning, based on the flight pattern, you could, when darkness hits could happen at very different times. So some poskim understand, I think Rav Shturmbach and others understand, that when a plane is like a no man's land, and it follows the zmanim of the point of departure, so you don't even have to pay attention to where you are. Whereas other poskim say, no, you're somewhere, you're in a plane, and therefore you have to look at the zmanim of the place where you are. If you go on myzmanim.com and you put in your flight, it will tell you exactly what the right zmanim are. I think that's the generally assumed opinion. So, for example, if you fly from New York to Israel, so you're going to have to daven on the plane because there's no, it's too long. Fly from Israel to New York, you could avoid tefillah on the plane. Fly from New York to Israel, you're going to have to daven on the plane. So you want to avoid the Chilul Hashem minyan in the back of the plane, you know, that anyway is happening at Mincha time. So, because people don't realize that's happening at Mincha time because the shades are down, you know, when it gets light, and the time is moving really fast. So it's ready. So you plug it into the Maizmanim and you find out when the actual, you have a much shorter window for chakras than you normally would, because time is moving very fast. So you have to figure out when that window for chakras is and daven in your seat at that time, during that window when you actually have for chakras. But I think that's the generally accepted opinion, is to follow the zmanim on the plane. So at the end of the day, for this person who is asking the shaila, what do I do if I'm traveling on the fast day? Meikra din, I think the majority of poskim assume like Rav Moshe, Rav Avadia, it all depends on seisul chavim. That means that a person is going to end up fasting 7 hours longer than he otherwise would have, so be it. You know, obviously if he's ill, so we have to make exceptions for people who are actually ill. But I think it's a very big chiddush to say what Rav Asner says, that everyone automatically becomes a chola in this regard, just because they're fasting for more than the amount of time that Chazal initially had in mind.